All right, let's talk medicine. And Liberal MPP Dr. Adil Shamji is the health critic, but it also informs things considerably that he is an former emergency room doctor. I presume one day he'll go back to doing that. Good morning, Dr. Shamji.
Hey, good morning, John. It's great to be here. And I'm already back in emergency medicine.
Are you really? So you're both an MPP and a doctor?
Yes, that's right.
It's like being a CFL player. Okay. Okay, so tell me about this business of how Ontario is launching an AI program to reduce doctor paperwork. We normally fear AI that it's taking over, but in some respects, I think it's probably an improvement.
Well, there's a proposal to launch a pilot project that will have artificial intelligence scribes, assisting doctors with their charting as they're seeing patients. What exactly that looks like and the scope of that remains to be seen. It looks like it'll be at about 150 primary care clinics, but the details of that remain to be seen. And we're going to need to make sure that there are some important checks and balances. But if executed right, there may be potential for it to make a difference.
Okay. I know that some people have expressed concerns about privacy. I mean, a lot of people think that there are smart speakers listening to them in the kitchen and then pushing stuff at them on Facebook. So their concern would be that if there is some sort of technology taking down an account of what they're saying to their doctor, that that could be compromised.
Well, it's something that will have to be looked at very, very carefully. I mean, over the last few years, we've seen a growing issue with privacy breaches, for example, at a number of hospitals, not just in Ontario, but across North America and around the world. We've seen hospitals even at times get crippled because of, a malware attack or ransomware. And none of this is intended to be alarmist. We need to advance in the way that we do things. We need to embrace new technologies. But stories like this underscore the importance of doing it thoughtfully and carefully. So a pilot project is an important first step to test the technology, make sure people are aware of the risks and benefits, and work through things like ensuring that we've got adequate privacy protection. That's absolutely important. But we also need to make sure that these platforms are accurate, that they're actually accurately capturing the nature of the appointment, the things that the doctor and the patient are saying, and coming to the correct and accurate conclusions.
There's another medical story today, and that's about how Ontario apparently is going to get out of the business of requiring doctors to write sick notes, which I think is a welcome development. If corporations have problems with their staff, they can deal with their staff. We shouldn't have to clog up a doctor's office.
Oh, this is really important. I mean, it's so important. This is a policy that was introduced 6 years ago. And when Doug Ford came into power, he reversed it. And as though that wasn't enough of a reversal, he reversed it and brought it back, allowed people to not require sick notes during COVID, and then got rid of that again. So this would be, the fifth time that we've seen a flip-flop on this. It's a really important step, though. I mean, asking patients to go to doctors to get a note because they're sick, I mean, it adds to the paperwork that doctors have to do. It blocks appointments for other important reasons that people need to see their doctors. People can't get appointments in the first place. There's even evidence to say that people, if asked to provide a doctor's note because they're not feeling well, because of the effort and all of that kind of thing, they just throw up their hands and they go to work sick and infect the rest of the office. And there's another entire element to this too, which is that doctor's notes are uninsured services. So when you go to get a doctor's note, you're going to get charged $25, $30, $40. It's an added expense at a time when the only thing you need to be focusing on is getting better.
Thanks a lot for this. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Liberal MPP Dr. Adil Shamji.